You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This weekend, the group Crossing Water is calling for some volunteers to do what they've been doing for a long time now, helping Flint residents deal with the water contamination there. Michael Hood joins us. I saw a short video of Crossing Water's Facebook page where you were describing some of the problems you're finding when you visit homes in Flint. That was August 27th, I think. Tell us what you are finding when you visit these homes going door-to-door knocking.
Well, we actually get referred to these homes, so we don't cold call or canvas. But the homes that we visit, we're finding a lot of stuff. We're seeing lots of issues, lots of trauma, things that predate the water crisis, and the water crisis really has just exacerbated so many things in these homes. But in general, we're seeing still a good number of homes. Over 50% of the homes we're seeing have filtered issues, documented filter issues. Either their filter's not hooked up right, it's not hooked up at all. It's not working. They've run hot water through it, or they don't have a filter at this late date.
That's amazing. Now, are these people who might once have had a filter, or they've just never been contacted about this and told how important it is?
You have about 10, maybe 8 to 10, maybe 12 different factors involved here. There's a pretty high illiteracy rate with some populations in the city and some neighborhoods. And so there's folks that can't read the instructions on the packages. There's folks that have run hot water through the filter for any number of reasons. They have children that have maybe done it, maybe adults with cognitive issues.
So that runs the filter?
Yeah. And then you also have situations where folks have plumbing that is not compatible with the filter. So we've actually had to go in and pull out plumbing from homes and replace that plumbing just to get a working filter in that home. So these are just a number of the things that we see in these homes. But right, as I said, over 50% of the homes that we visit face-to-face, we're seeing these problems right now. And it's just unacceptable. It's unbelievable, really, given that the state is saying that everyone's got a filter, everyone's doing just fine. It's really – it just couldn't be further from the truth.
Now, tell me a little bit more about what you're doing. Are you exclusively helping people with their filter issues, or is there more?
We're a full-service humanitarian relief and crisis intervention agency. So we bring water, first and foremost. It's about water. We bring lots and lots of water. We bring filters, cartridges. We do water education, which is our bread and butter. We do filter inspections and plumbing inspections to make sure that those filters are working. But more important than that, to make sure that the residents in the home understand the workings of those filters and how they're best used and how best not to use them. There's several high-risk populations that we're recommending not use filter water at this point and still use bottled water. So we give out those educational pieces. We also deliver food, formula education for new mothers and expectant mothers. We drop off clothing. We've done furniture. We've done a furnace installation. We've done decks, put in decks for handicapped, disabled individuals. We drop off children's books, children's toys.
It's a broad spectrum of stuff, but water is the most important, clearly.
It's the most important. But folks that are suffering in this water crisis have decades of suffering from other issues. And so we're trying to deal with all these back issues as well, because we realize that putting people right with water is just going to put them to where they were before this crisis. And tens of thousands of people in the city of Flint have been suffering for a great many years for lots of social service deficits and other things as well.
Some of our reporters have talked to a lot of Flint folks who've completely lost confidence in government. And even when they are told, if you use a filter, in most cases, the water will be safe enough for you to drink, they're just not buying that at all. They're going for bottled water. How many people are you running into that just doesn't believe in anything the government says and is exclusively going with bottled water? And is there enough bottled water? Because we've been seeing those donations diminish.
Absolutely. Those are some big questions. Most of the residents we see, the vast, vast majority of residents we see, do not want to use the filters. We have to really spend a lot of time with residents to let them know that the filters are working, even at levels above their ratings. The water is getting better, but people don't trust it. They don't trust what they've been told by almost anybody. Now, having said that, Crossing Water has a pretty strong reputation amongst many neighbors, many residents in the city of Flint. But we want to be very careful about how we use that political capital to sell this concept, because people just aren't buying it, and they've been lied to by a good many people. One of the big issues around the filters is trust. I mean, the problem is there isn't enough water. At some point, there's not going to be enough water. The federal government has now turned over water distribution to the state, and the state is going to get out of this sooner than later, I predict. only because there's elections coming up. I shouldn't say only, but in addition to that fact, there's elections coming up, and we're seeing this crisis being politicized on many levels. We've already had water distribution, water given to us by the state cut back on Saturdays, which is our biggest day. We can no longer get water delivered to us on Saturdays as an agency. And there's a lot of folks who are now getting less water delivered to them from the pods and from other sources. So,
not to be an apologist for the Snyder administration, but they have said they're going to continue to keep bringing water to Flint and to take care of this problem. That's what the governor's office is saying.
And they have said a lot of things to date. They have said a lot of things to date. I think that – I'm going to get myself in trouble. I think the Snyder administration has written a book on how not to respond to a disaster. They have written a beautiful textbook on how not to deal with a crisis in an urban setting, and they're doing it well, if that's the standard. So whatever they tell us, we frankly can't afford to believe it. So we go on what we see on the ground. We go on what we can see, touch, and feel, and that's what we go with.
I want to ask you to just step back one big step and tell me whether you think there's been any improvement since you started visiting homes months and months ago.
Well, we started this in the snows of January, and we're still doing this work. And I can say maybe around the edges we've seen a little improvement, only because the water's getting a little bit better, which it's of course going to at some point. So the water's getting better. It's not still very good water by any stretch, but it's getting better. More people have filters. More people have cartridges. But at this point, here it is September, and we're seeing over 50% of residents that we visit face-to-face don't have working filters or need some intervention in filters. How is that acceptable after this long being engaged with us? So, you know, that to me is unconscionable. So we're not seeing a lot of improvement. The numbers have gone down a little bit, but they're kind of stayed in that place. We've gone back to homes that we visited months ago, and we're finding that those folks aren't able to use the filters correctly, even after getting a good bit of training and education. So we're finding a lot of folks are showing a secondary level of trauma because they've been at this for so long. We have parents who are taking care of children who don't know where their next case of water is going to come from. They're not on the bus line. They don't have a car. They have to spend their whole days or whole week around finding water for their family and their children. So these are still big issues, and those haven't diminished. The state has programs in place. The county does. The United Way, Red Cross, and so on. But there's a lot of holes in a lot of programs. And as a result, a lot of people still are in need. I ran into some folks just last week who were never offered a filter. Never offered a filter. Here it is, you know, August, September, and folks still don't have a filter in their home. And not by choice. They were never offered one, and no one told them they were supposed to have one. I don't know how this happens. So there's your long answer to your question.
So the Flint water crisis, far from over.
Far from over. We've been engaged since January, and we don't see any ending to this for a long time, especially if people are getting the level of services they are now, and knowing that those services are going to continue to diminish, we're going to see a level of need that's going to continue on until next year or later.
Michael Hood is with the group Crossing Water. They're working in Flint to try to help people cope with the contaminated water there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Crossing Water and what you can do to help by going to the website crossingwater.org or follow them on Facebook.